This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
All right, that was Brian Hoyer yesterday. He joins us on Tuesdays at 9 o'clock. He had great perspective, which was different from mine on Matt Stafford, and somebody else joining us right now, Matt Derry, who is actually in Detroit, certainly knows a lot about Matt Stafford. I think he disagrees with me as well, because I started the show yesterday saying, you know, if any GM were to take over the Browns right now, what they wouldn't do is, you know, keep Miles, not trade him for assets, and go and spend and use more assets you could have allocated elsewhere to go get Matt Stafford, pay him a lot of money. In fact, Peter Schrager said somewhere in the neighborhood of $50 million a year, because I don't think the Browns are in a true contention window right now. I did note it would be fun. Yeah, it'd be fun to have Matt Stafford for a year. It'd be fun to keep Myles Garrett, but I just don't think they're in a spot where it's responsible to do so. You know, deferring the pain, you know, over the course of the next 5 years, I didn't like that idea either, which, of course, is what they're going to have to do when they restructure the contract of Deshaun Watson once again. I just keep thinking they put off the pain. They put off the pain for what? For this team, the team coming off 3 wins. But, Matt, you say I'm wrong.
Well, no, you're not wrong, but you just said a year. Well, why can't it be multiple years?
I think it's because I watched them last year. I was nervous. I was just nervous about who he was as a football player last year.
Stafford?
Yeah.
He had the Rams up on the Eagles in Philly in the second round of the playoffs. So they were in that game and winning in the second half in Philly. Yes, you're right. When you don't block for him, and there's going to be some questions along that Browns offensive line, that's an issue. He's not running around like, you know, Ben Johnson yesterday at the Combine was talking about his beloved Caleb Williams and how, ooh, he can make plays with his legs. Yes, Stafford's not that guy, and he's also 37. But, dude, like, all the talk on this radio station, and everybody does a great job, but, like, oh, maybe it's Kirk Cousins. Oh, maybe the Browns should look at Derek Carr, a bridge quarterback. When Jameis had his decent moments last year, like the Denver game when he looked good, it's like, wow, maybe he's the guy next year. No. Like Jameis, Aaron Rodgers, Derek Carr, Kirk Cousins, if these guys were any good, they would have jobs right now. Stafford's damn good.
Well, he's way better than any of these alternatives.
That's my point.
Yeah, yes. When we're talking stopgaps, we're talking about bridges, we're talking about a lot of terms.
But those terms come up all the time, Anthony.
Right.
You know, if Shedeur Sanders isn't ready, and that's who the Browns have to draft, and they want to take him and Mahomes him for a year and let him sit and maybe and attempt to do what Atlanta was trying to do with Penix this past year. The reason Penix had to play is because Cousins sucked. He was horrible. So, like, Matt Stafford does not suck. He's very good. Is he a Hall of Famer? He's fringy.
Yeah,
like,
on
he's
the fringe.
Right there. He's damn good. So that's my point is, like, I saw your clip yesterday on the Twitter machine, you and Daryl say, well, maybe it's kicking the can. No. To me, if you bring Stafford in, you're telling Myles Garrett, we went and got you the best guy. and you're going to pay him, and hopefully he's 37, you get a few years out of him.
216-474-0092. I want to know where the fans are at. Is this something that can revive a lot of the passion? Because yesterday was a dark day. There's no doubt. And we'll get to the Nick Chubb stuff. And we also, by the way, we'll get back to Cavs. Justin Termini joined us at 720. I want to see if he's budging on whether or not he thinks the Cavs can truly make a championship run. But back to this. Like, yesterday was a dark, dark day. Not only did Andrew Berry have to get up there and talk about your best players since I've been alive wanting to leave, he had to address that. He had to address JOK and whether he's ever going to play a down of football again, and you got no answers. Then he had to, you know, get in the weeds on Nick Chubb and free agency and whether or not that fan favorite is gone. So Browns were just being...
And Batonio.
Oh, my God, his retirement. Yeah, it was just bad news after bad news after bad news. Well, you come in talking Matt Stafford, I think a lot of fans would think good news. So if they were to get him, obviously you think that means Myles Garrett would be likely to stay at least for one more year. What kind of contention are we talking about? What kind of ceiling do the Browns have with Matt Stafford next year? Also knowing that, obviously, you still have Lamar Jackson to deal with. You still have Joe Burrow to deal with. You still have Josh Allen to deal with. You know, as you look around the AFC, and then, oh, by the way, Patrick Mahomes is going to be on his revenge tour next year.
We don't know, Tone. We don't know what a good quarterback looks like in this town. This guy's good.
We had Brian Hoyer on yesterday. I know damn well what a good quarterback looks like, okay? Got off to a 7-4 start.
That's true. But he's on the T-shirt with the names of Charlie Fry and the rest of them. But, like, Stafford's damn good, and he's got a lot of good football left in him. That's what I believe. And being in Michigan, I'm not a Stafford stan. I've never been a slappy. I think there were some times in Detroit that he tried to do too much, and then – you know, it never worked here. But, like, in L.A., the guy won a Super Bowl. And I think if you surround him with enough, he's a winner, man. And, like, just makes people better. Cooper Kupp became a star under Stafford. Puka Nacua, star under Stafford. I think that would be legit. I don't think it's even – I think he's going to end up in L.A. I think this is a lot of posturing. I think he looks up and says, I gave the Rams a hometown discount years ago and took 40, and now the likes of Jordan Love and Trevor Lawrence and Jared Goff, in his mind, who are all $50 million quarterbacks, are all beneath him in probably his mind.
Are you not reading the tweets or watching the videos of Kelly Stafford?
Oh, stop. Don't even go there.
That's part of the story. They are partners, Matt.
The Haslams and Kelly Stafford together could be, you want to talk about Big Top and Berea. That would be the ultimate circus because she is a pain in the ass. But, like, you wonder if the Rams are like, we've had enough of her. Matthew, look for a trade. I don't think that's the case. I think McVay and Stafford's relationship is strong enough that it'll stay there. But to me, it's not kicking the can, Anthony. This guy is so much better than anything else out there. If the Browns go the veteran route with a rookie in waiting, this is the guy. He's damn good. And I think your original question, I'm not saying they're going to win the division because of him, but they'll have a lot better chance. He's legit.
All right. I want you to hear from Albert Breer again, because he was the one that had the report that the Browns were one of those teams that were absolutely reaching out when it came to Matt Stafford. Here's what Albert had to say yesterday on Afternoon Drive.
That permission was given like almost 3 weeks ago now for Matthew's camp to be able to talk to other teams. And so, you know, they're going to check in with a lot of different teams. And those teams that I mentioned, the four of the teams that did show some level of interest, I do know, like, that there has been somewhere in there a willingness for someone to go over $50 million, maybe multiple teams to go over $50 million. Would that price the Browns out of it? I'm not sure. You know, so I think that's the tricky thing for the Browns is, like, you're still working around the anchor of the Sean contract, right? So, like, would you be interested in Matthew Stafford? Of course you would be. Would you be interested in Matthew Stafford at $50, $55 million? Can you afford to do that? That's the real question.
So there's
figure it out.
Well, Browns. You guys all sound like the cat bros that tell me that because the Haslams are willing to spend and because Andrew Berry's chief talent among everything else with Paul DePodesta is the manipulation of the salary cap.
I love when you say it. That's what my favorite line.
That we have a strategic advantage built in that we can deal with the cap. above and beyond all else.
Our computers in Berea are better than Pittsburgh's.
As we're going to be paying Deshaun Watson for the next 25 years. Okay. So that's what they're doing.
You're not wrong. But I'm just saying, figure it out. You want to impress number 95 who's sitting on his couch going, what do you got for me? Because I want out of here. If you say, we got you Matthew Stafford, that's pretty good. Compared to going, oh, guess what? We're going to draft a Cam Ward, and he's going to wait and get excited about Derek Carr. Get the hell out of here.
All right, Poppy in North Ridgeville, go ahead.
Yeah, man, I can't get over the Matt Stafford thing, guys. You're killing me. You're just kicking the can down the road for another year. $50 million for a 37-year-old quarterback. Listen, you guys want... Stop doing this. Take Cousins if he'll come here for the $1 million. If
Cousins can't play. Cousins can't play anymore. It's over.
How? Why? Why? Because he's coming off. He came off a terrible injury. You're going to tell me Kirk Cousins can't play? He's always got a bad rap. The guy's made more money in the NFL than most quarterbacks playing right now.
He's had a nice career, and he did well a couple of years ago. But this season was a disaster. His arm strength is gone.
Matt, somebody put a cut up of him trying to just throw the simple 6-yard out yesterday, and it was getting picked. He had nothing on it. It was hard to watch anymore.
And look, Stafford at 37, Cousins at 36, whatever. They're different guys. Some guys can do it at 37. This town was building a statue for a 40-year-old quarterback and Joe Flacco a year ago. Come on. Because he could play at that point. This year in Indy, Joe Flacco looked terrible.
All right. Cousins
is done.
A different team with Suggs. 40-point win. Humble in victory.
Oh, man.
They go from getting blown out. Matt Darien for Ken Carmen, and we're about to go out to the hotline. North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Welcome in Justin Termini, Sirius XM NBA Radio. But, Matt, humble in victory after a 40-point dominating win against a team that blew you out twice last year in Orlando. I'm supposed to be humble, Matt?
Talk your trash. Anthony, you got to do it, man. This team's dominant.
All right.
Dominant.
All right, let's welcome in Justin Termini, Sirius XM NBA Radio right now. Now, I was on his show a few weeks ago, maybe 3 weeks ago, right before the Boston game, and that didn't go so well. And then they added, a pretty significant player by the name of DeAndre Hunter. And since then, they have not lost. They have another one of these huge win streaks developing. When are they ever going to lose again? Justin, we're just winning too much right now with the Cleveland Cavs.
Yeah, you are, and they're championship worthy. I mean, you mentioned since the last time they talked, they added DeAndre Hunter, and that's kind of what we said they needed, right? Is they needed some wing length to go up against Boston, who's got a ton of it. They've got two small guards, this Cleveland. We mentioned that. Typically, you don't win a championship that way, but Ty Jerome's a nice step in kind of covering up for that a little bit. I should say DeAndre Hunter's a nice step in cleaning that up a little bit.
All right, so I want to hear, because you're in Boston, and you're certainly somebody that follows the Celtics very closely. We all understand the Celtics are not going all out in this regular season. But with that said, I mean, they find themselves 6 games behind the Cavs. If there were a 7th game in the Eastern Conference Finals, they would have to come into Cleveland to win. What is the confidence level of that Boston community right now, knowing that the Cavs just seem to be getting stronger?
Well, one, I wouldn't say that they're not going all out in like regards to the minutes. Like, you look at the minutes that they're playing their stars in Cleveland compared to what they're playing in Boston. I mean, Joe Mazzulla is really pushing guys like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown who don't sit, and they play well over 30 minutes a game. Cleveland doesn't do that. So you could say they're not pushing it, but in regards to the toll it's taking on their bodies, I think they are more so than Cleveland. In regards to the confidence level, I think if you probably asked that question maybe 3 weeks ago, there'd be some questions. I don't think there are right now. now, because as good as Cleveland is, if you look what's going on in Boston, Boston's starting to round into form right now. You're getting guys like Derek White who are playing a lot better. Porzingis has been rolling here as of late. This might be the best basketball that Jason Tatum has ever played in his entire career, especially as a playmaker. So I don't think there's any lack of confidence in Boston right now. I think probably what there is in Boston is the realization that they're going to have to go through a team in Cleveland that they just didn't have to in the Eastern Conference last year.
JT, you look at the addition of DeAndre Hunter. What does that mean for your outlook on the Cavs, and how much better does that make them in the East?
Well, it makes them significantly better, because that's the one thing that they were missing was length on the perimeter, a guy that could defend a guy like Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown and slow him down a little bit. And also, like, Boston had a guy coming off the bench in Peyton Pritchard, who to me was running away with the sixth man of the year, probably still wins it because, one, he's deserving, but two, it's like a narrative thing, and it seems like the media gave it to him maybe a month into the season. But if there's a guy that would be number two on that list, it's probably Hunter. So not only did you get a guy that can defend on the perimeter and give you some length, you got a guy that coming off the bench easily could go bucket for bucket with a guy like Peyton Pritchard. So I've been saying this the last couple of weeks, is a lot of people have said, like, maybe Leon Rose is the executive of the year because he did make the splashy moves with Bridges and Carl Anthony Towns. To me, I would probably look more towards Kobe Altman, because they needed something, and you know, he got the perfect fit at the deadline.
Boy, it's funny. We're joined by Justin Termini, that you could win Executive of the Year just rolling back the same group that had not had much playoff success. And that's exactly what happened. We were in a lot of heated debates about what to do with this team. And I don't think anybody saw Darius Garland not only having an all-star year, but he's been unimpeachable. He's been one of the best point guards in the NBA, and you pair that up with what Ty Jerome, there's almost no drop-off when they go to the bench with Ty Jerome. Could this Cavs team be the team with the small guards in the starting lineup that actually pierces through?
Yeah, so one, like you mentioned, the executive of the year just by standing pat, I think sometimes in the NBA that's something that's hard to do. You look at all these other teams where it's like they just want to fidget with things if there's like even something that's a little bit off. And you look at like Minnesota, that got them in trouble when they went to the conference finals last year and they had to get smart about it. Now, I know that was financially motivated as well, but Phoenix went to the finals, then they won 64 games, and they had a young core, and they're still like, hey, you know what, let's blow up a team that did that in back-to-back seasons and ship out all these young guys for the shiny toy and Kevin Durant. Doesn't always work out. Like, continuity is a really important thing. Look at how many years it took Boston to get over the hump with essentially the same core of Tatum and Brown, you know, and Al Horford. Now, they did make the Jrue Holiday and Porzingis trades, but the point is they kept those guys together. So I think that, you know, that's one of the reasons they've been successful, is the continuity. I think this is a big enough sample size where you could say, like, this team could be the one that gets through with the small guards, especially, again, because they have DeAndre Hunter now. They got two bigs behind them protecting them who are great defensively. Evan Mobley now with the Wembanyama injury, in my book as a voter, is probably the defensive player of the year. If I decide to go big, if I decide to go small, I might go Dyson Daniels. They've got a legitimate shot.
You just mentioned Mobley, and yeah, the defense is unreal and the rim protection, but could you see a scenario where he's all NBA second team, third team pretty damn soon?
Yeah, I mean, you could do it this year, especially with some of the, like, and if other forwards that are going up against are like, Kevin Durant, who's just, you know, on a very talented team and they're not winning at all, like, why wouldn't Evan Mobley maybe get a nod over a guy like Kevin Durant? Plus, if you're the defensive player of the year and you're also contributing offensively like he does, I mean, the defense has got to account for something. I think a guy like Durant's on the 27th worst defense in the NBA on a team that's not winning. Meanwhile, Mobley's, you know, the defensive anchor on a top 10 defense that's on the precipice of winning 67, 68 games. I could see a scenario here where he's, you know, maybe not, he's not going to be first team all NBA, at least for me, because I vote by position, even though they changed that rule and you would go Giannis and Tatum at the forward position. But yeah, you could.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Probably make an argument that he's second or, you know, at the very least, third team.
Like Ty Jerome last night, I think he had like 21 points in 20 minutes. He's had a number of these types of games. He's red hot again. And he's actually, if you go by PER for shooting guards in the NBA, he's only behind one player. It's Donovan Mitchell. He's number two in the NBA. What kind of a payday could Ty Jerome be getting? And knowing that the caveat is there aren't a ton of teams with cap space. That's what Cavs fans are praying for, that all the other teams have so little space that Jerome will just have to re-sign with the Cavs. But I'm afraid that he's playing his way into a different strata, that there's no way the Cavs are capped at what they can even offer him.
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those Bruce Brown situations from a couple of years ago, right, where Cleveland's capped at what they could give him, and then Bruce Brown was capped at what they gave him in Denver, even though maybe he wanted to stay there. And it could just take, like, one team like Indiana, where they threw $20-plus million at Bruce Brown. You couldn't keep him, but it also doesn't help you keep him when Kenny Atkinson, I saw, is, like, comparing him to Steph Curry the other day, where he's like, he sometimes can give you those Steph Curry minutes, but it's true. He can light things up quickly, you know, and if you have a guy like that that's able to give you 20 points off the bench, you know, in any given game. I mean, it's a consistent thing. Last night, he was amazing again against one of the better defenses in the NBA. Now, granted, as you mentioned, they didn't have Suggs, and they have been a different team without Suggs, Orlando, in fairness to them. His injury seems like it's bigger than that of Banchero and Franz Wagner from earlier the year. But, you know, if he does it in the postseason in a couple of the big spots, then certainly it's going to be hard to keep him. But, again, just like with Bruce Brown in Denver, you'll take it because it could result in a championship if he's doing this.
Could we get a scenario, JT, where Friday night, obviously Boston's hosting the Cavs. It's an ESPN game. Boston's got to play tonight in Detroit, and this is almost like the Pistons' Super Bowl here because they've won seven in a row. Is there a scenario Friday where Celtics might lose and people say, well, it's three games in four nights? Could you see that?
Yeah, I mean, because that happens all the time. There's always going to be excuses. Now, and I also saw where Jaylen Brown last night was dealing with a bruised quad. So clearly, if he doesn't play, then I think that throws a little bit of a monkey wrench into it as well. And we also know, I mean, we've all been covering the league long enough that, you know, you do have different schedules throughout the course of the regular season. That's not going to be something that is the case in the postseason, like where everybody's playing the same exact schedule. But I think we already know what this series kind of looks like. It's the same thing with like a Knicks-Cavs or a Knicks-Celtics series. We know what it looks like. Like if New York goes out there, and I don't know if New York plays Cleveland one more time, but would you guys, if New York happened to beat Cleveland the next time they play, go, oh my God, now I don't feel comfortable about this matchup? I mean, the Celtics, I think, have beat them by at least 13 points in three games this year. Is Boston going to go out there if New York wins the final time they meet and go, oh no, now I'm nervous about this matchup? I think that we're not going to learn anything new about Knicks-Cavs, Knicks-Celtics, and we're not going to learn anything about the Cavs and the Celtics. They played a couple of close games so far this year, and I think that's what it's going to be like in the postseason as well.
Yeah, Justin, I'm with you there. Matt scoffed at it earlier when I brought it up, but I'm wondering if there are going to be any Joe Mazzulla mind games on Friday, especially because they have Denver Nuggets on Sunday. It's a matinee, obviously a national televised game that they're going to want to get up for that. And I almost wonder if, yeah, you'd think, okay, they'd want to get up for the Cavs. But right now, you know, they've been kind of in the Cavs' minds. And could this be a situation where they rest guys on Friday because they don't want to give the Cavs confidence going into the postseason with DeAndre Hunter?
I mean, we've seen that with like Popovich in the past and stuff like that. Would it be maybe a wise decision? I guess it could be. Here's what I would say about that. Again, not knowing what Jaylen Brown's health is going to be over the course of the next week because he is banged up. Is that Jason Tatum, if you like follow the way that he just approaches things, he's one of the better stars in the league in regards to like he wants to play every single night. He's not one of these guys that is like sitting out even lesser games, even though maybe Boston fans would like him to. He's the guy that plays in even the, you know, as he pointed out, like against Charlotte on the road on a Tuesday night, even if he's a little bit banged up, like that's his argument of being like in the MVP conversation on the periphery of it, like first team all NBA, is that he might not be as talented as Jokic, Giannis, Jokic, Giannis, I think he's as good as Shai Gilgeous Alexander, but his argument is like, I play every single night, right? And it's just over the volume of numbers instead of the per game stuff. So I don't think Boston's the type of team that does that type of thing. And I hope they're not, because for the league's sake, you want to see a big game like that.
You and Eddie Johnson do a great job on your afternoon show. I know you got to look at all the
teams.
No,
Matt, don't do this with Justin.
Job on the afternoon show.
We know Scal and Frank don't like Eddie. We know that.
Yeah. Most of us don't like Eddie, so it's not like that's going on with a limp.
Oh my gosh! But like, you look and you see the Cavs' path and what could be a championship run. Who is there anybody in the East? Is it Indiana? Is it any of these other teams that you go, man, they could give the Cavs a run other than Boston?
No, it's just Boston. It's a two-man, like in the Western Conference. There's a bunch of teams that could do it, right? It's pretty simple in the Eastern Conference. It's Boston and Cleveland. And that's the other thing with all this talk about, the Western Conference is so much tougher. I think I've talked about this with Tony this year in the past. No, it's not. The tougher conference is the Eastern Conference because there's two high-level championship contenders, whereas Oklahoma City might have to go through more depth in the Western Conference, say in the first round, maybe in the second round. But there's not that like juggernaut that's waiting for him in the conference finals. It's just the Cavs and the Celtics. And to me, like, I'd have to go back and look this up, and maybe I will for the show today, like the pace that they're on, right? If they both continue on this pace, when's the last time that we've had a conference finals when it's been two teams that, you know, say Boston wins like 63, 64 games and Cleveland wins 68, 69. That's going to be one of the better conference finals that we've seen in quite some time.
All right, final question, Justin Termini, SiriusXM NBA Radio. Are we living in a world where the Lakers and LeBron James with Luka could actually get to the NBA Finals?
I think they can, which has me ticked off, but as a guy that's never going to root for LeBron, because, I mean, you tell me, Tony, is this supporting cast that he has in L.A. any worse than the supporting cast that he had in Dallas last year where they went all the way to the NBA Finals?
Right, I mean, and the way that once they get into a playoff series, I think that's where they get even better. Like, that's what I get nervous about now. But I shouldn't say nervous, because it would be awesome to have a potential either Cavs LeBron final or obviously Boston LeBron. But here in Cleveland, I mean, I can't even fathom what 2 weeks would be like with LeBron coming back to Cleveland.
Man. Well, first of all, like, it would be, I think it would be more Lakers Celtics than LeBron Celtics, although the LeBron like storyline there with Boston is great as well. But I can tell you, I can kind of imagine it'd be a lot of LeBron like taking credit for what's going on in LA right now, also laying the foundation for what went on in Cleveland. So he'd almost be like, either way, it's about me. Either way, I win. So I already kind of know what it'd be like in a finals against the Cavs and the Lakers.
Justin, we're going to do this again. Cavs just continue to roll. Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, and hey, listen, Cleveland's one of my favorite cities, especially like that time of year in June, so I'd prefer to be in Boston as a Celtic guy, but either way, both of those cities, Boston and Cleveland, like, I consider Cleveland Northeast type of like sports town, I'd love to be out there for a finals.
All right, there he is, Justin Termini on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We thank you for coming out. Plenty to react to there. He sees a world where it could be Cavs versus LeBron, Luka, and the Lakers in the NBA Finals. Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
All right, we do FML every day at this time. We try to fix some lives. Sometimes it's my own. We could probably do 12 segments a day on trying to fix Mitch's life. Matt Derry is in for Ken Carmen. I want Matt to hear this because Mitch is on the prowl.
Perpetually,
on the dating apps, and he did come across somebody. Now, you say if this one, just the fact that you were talking to this particular lady, you are out kicking your coverage big time.
Yeah, this app has like a special thing where they have like the regular people, like, I'm not regular, that you swipe through.
wait, what?
The regular people.
I'm not kidding. This app has like two different sections. One where it's like just anybody you can swipe on, and then it has a special setting where they have like, how do I say this? Elevated choices, so to say.
Premium?
Yes.
You mean like...
Not like paying for, but premium, yes.
Wait, who judges this? Who puts these...
The app.
So you could qualify for premium?
Hot or not. I know.
Owen, have the dump buddy button ready. Jeez.
wait a second. So you submit your photos and your bio,
yes,
and the powers that be at the website, at the dating app, they determine whether or not you qualify for this next level.
Yes.
This is unbelievable.
I highly doubt that I'm showing up on it, but this particular person that I'm talking to showed up on it. They give you like a rose to like send to them, and somehow she matched me back. That's very rare.
How old are your pictures on there? Are they recent or are they from a few years
ago? Some are recent. Some of them within the last 3 or 4 years.
All right, let's get down here.
So the whole issue with this conversation is that I didn't realize at the time, and I didn't see all of her photos before matching, was that this girl is from Michigan. Grew up a Michigan fan and is still a Michigan fan. And me, being a staunch Ohio State fan...
He's got the hat, too, Matt. He just
Which I did not do on purpose today. I did not realize we were doing this coming in.
He has a ball cap.
I need to find the ratio of Michigan fan to how fine this girl is. I need to find the right balance here to offset her Wolverines fan.
No, you don't. You need to move on.
There's
plenty of other fish in the sea. You're going to get involved with
them.
Michigan
out to sea for a while here, Matt.
Yes. The boat has been capsizing for a while. There's water leaking in.
Fitzgerald.
I need to find an island. And this might be the one. But
yeah, Matt, we maybe because you're not as close to the situation as the rest of the cast of characters on this show have been, like, we've heard these trials and tribulations. So, I mean, part of me is like, maybe he should convert. Maybe he should just say he's a Michigan fan. at this point. You just got to do whatever it takes.
I just ducked a lightning bolt. God.
Have you seen this girl's picture?
No, you know what, Mitch? You got to show me the pictures, right?
Yeah, that's what I think. That's what I think.
I'll show you. Yeah. I might show. I don't trust you guys now that we're bringing this up.
No, go ahead. It's fine.
All right, Mitch, why don't you pop?
You don't trust us.
Why don't you pop over here and show me a few pictures?
Well, you were on MGO Dating.
Right? Yeah. Oh, before you know it, Mitch is going to be like, they weren't cheating. It wasn't against the rules. It was okay. And Ryan Day's brother was the one who brought the whole lawsuit up. I mean, he's investigating it.
Her last name's Stallion.
That's what I was about to say. Connor Stallion's selfie.
They don't give you the last name options on there usually, but I don't think it was Stallion's. I can't imagine if that was the case.
I mean, look, Matt, there is a level of desperation for all of us at some time in life, right? Sure. Everybody at some point has been a little desperate. Now, Mitch might be a lot desperate when it comes to this. So I wonder at times, do you have to throw away your convictions, throw away your morals, your ideologies, cast that all aside to find that special someone?
We're in February, correct?
Yeah.
So let's say Mitch and her connect, works out, they start dating. You get to the fall and it's college football season. And Mitch is sitting down with her, and he's like, hey, Buckeyes are playing Oregon or whatever it is. And she's like, ugh, that's a problem.
Yeah, that doesn't sound great.
I don't know. I could fast forward 10 years from now, and I see one of those corny, hokey, house-divided flags where they have a little bit of Michigan, a little bit of Ohio State. No. I got a Brown Steelers one in our neighborhood. There's a few of them. And I'm just like, you just can't put that flag up.
This house-divided flag is going to have Michigan, Ohio State, the Guardians, the Yankees,
the Lakers.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to go forever.
When do the Lakers get involved?
Cowboys are going to be on there.
Yeah, you know, Cowboys for sure. I admit, sometimes you spread your wings, you know, you get out there. I'm telling you, I disagree with Matt here. I do not let this disagreement over the teams at this stage end any chance. I think you have to pursue. You can't let that get in the way.
But Anthony, it's not like he's a news talk guy or a music guy. He's a sports guy. Mitch, I'm telling you, September 6th, put on your calendar now if you start dating this woman. Michigan at Oklahoma. You're going to be forced to watch that football game. Get it on your calendar.
I'm fine
now,
with that. It's the game coming up this November that I'm really going to be nervous about because we've lost four in a row, and I don't want to have to suffer through that
Mitch,
again, no matter how fine she is.
We did a whole month on how that game doesn't matter anymore.
That's true. It doesn't, but they're going to use that all offseason, and they're going to try and cheapen Ohio State's national title win like we did to them the previous year.
Get back on the road.
But they deserve it.
Focus.
So.
Focus.
I think he's going to wear out that trip up 75 over to Ann Arbor. Yeah. I think he's going to be going back and forth. I think his life's about to change.
You'll see him walking in here drinking a Verner's one day.
Listen, Matt, did I ever think I would be in the world where I'm watching the New York City Marathon on Sunday morning to watch the race? Like, no. But you know what? Sometimes you cave. And I happen to meet a wife who's into that stuff. He might right now be bonding with a future mother of his children that just might happen to rock the maze of blue. And how do you know, Matt, he can't get her to change? Sometimes that happens.
Yeah, my children will not rock the maize and blue. They will not do that.
I highly doubt that. There's way too much hatred between these two teams and schools and everything else. Bottom line is, did you show him the picture?
He's afraid.
Why?
Because here's the thing. He's been bullied so much by this show, and in particular, the individual that's sitting across from me that's not here today. He is so nervous about opening up and having that come back on him. I'll be honest. I mean, I'll tell you, he said he outkicked his coverage. I do trust Mitch on this. I now maybe you'd say, well, that's not hard to do. It's Mitch. No, I believe in Mitch. I believe in Mitch. I think this could be the summer of Mitch. I think the first thing Mitch does, summer of Mitch, right before, we've already got it. It's a show bit, but it might turn into reality that I think he's going to end his affiliation with the New York Yankees. I think we're trying to get him to burn his pinstripe gear. I mean, the Yankees are not even the Yankees anymore. They're allowing beards.
Yeah.
They're saying goodbye to New York, New York. So I think the Yankees affinity that he had grown up with is gone. He's going to be full-time Guardians from this point forward. Summer of Mitch. I think Mitch is going to get in shape. this summer. I think he's going to find some time. He's going to devote himself. You won't even recognize Mitch. So this girl better get on the Mitch train now, because if this girl doesn't get on the Mitch train now, Mitch isn't going to be available. He's not going to be open for business this summer. He's going to be too busy.
You are really pumping him up. Thank God Ken's not there.
Of all the things that I really thought would happen this morning, I did not know we'd become a pro Mitch show.
How about that?
This morning.
I think his confidence level is going to be completely turned around, both off the air and on the air. I mean, yesterday, poor Paul Dolan, I should say. I mean, you killed Paul Dolan. But Paul's alive and well. I mean, come on, Mitch. We've got to turn this confidence is going to just transform your life.
That's true. I'm going to stay like Donovan Mitchell, not going to get ahead of myself yet. Just keep chugging along until we get to the ultimate goal.
All right, what I'll do, Matt, I'm going to have Mitch show me some pictures.
Yes. Please.
I will. We'll see.
Text him over, Mitch.
Yeah. Well, we're not. You know, we're not going to do that.
Screenshots.
We're gonna maintain some privacy here. We'll see how that works. But I have confidence. I have a weird confidence brewing right now for young Mitch. I think he's going to blossom here.
I can see it now. Spring game, Ann Arbor, Saturday, April 19th. Mitch, this woman, Keith Britton, sitting there 50-yard line.
Oh, there we go, eating the popcorn, sitting next to Connor Stallions. This will be great.
Oh, jeez.
This will be awesome. All right.
What a life.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.